Welcome to Random Talks with Nisha. So today we're going to be talking about, relationships. I feel like that's the topic today. Like, I don't know why I want to talk about relationships, but that's what's on my mind. So let's randomly just talk about relationships. Like, there's really people out here who fall in love. Like, that's gross, but that's not gross. And like, you guys, I didn't understand this until someone fell deeply in love with me, and like, I had to take a step back and think, and I'm still taking a step back and thinking, like, this person wants to spend forever with me, like, forever, like, that's crazy, like, there's so many great personalities and different types of people out here. That's what I'm scared of, choosing the wrong person, like, that's what I'm scared of. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are scared of that. But choosing the wrong person. And I'm scared of getting hurt. That's, like, that's a big one. Like, hurt. Like, in a relationship, I'm really scared of getting hurt. So, like, every relationship I've ever had, besides one, two, I'm lying. Besides two, I distant myself. Like, I literally distant myself so that if you really, like, know you want to be with me, you're gonna do that. Like, I know you're not there just because, like, you know, like, this and that. Like, I know that you want to see me and stuff like that. But I feel like I don't reciprocate. I'm not sure if that's the right word. Or reflect there. I don't reflect the same emotions or feelings that the other person has. Which is kind of wrong. And I always, like, I've had conversations with him. Let's say him. I've had conversations with him about me not completely falling in love. Like, I feel like you're gonna know when I fall in love with you. Like, I'm gonna bring you to my parents. Like, you're gonna know that. Like, and you're gonna, I'm going to be all about you. Like, there's literally, I can't look at no other man on this planet. That's literally what I'm saying. Like, I can't look at no other man on this planet. Like, that's crazy. Like, I'm not ready for that. I'm really not. I'm not ready for that. Like, I'm not ready for that. I'm only 18. I'm young. Like, I'm really not ready for that. Like, I'm just trying to figure out who I am. Like, and I figured most of it out. Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, I know who I am as a person. You know what I mean? Like, I know what I like to do. I know what I like to eat. I've tried new things. I'm always trying new things. I know what I do not want to, like, try. And stuff like that, but like, I'm still open to it. Like, I know who I am as a person. Like, and I'm scared of knowing who someone else is as a person deep down. Truly, I'm not scared, I'm just not ready for that, because that means I need to know everything about you and you have to know everything about me. Like, literally, we share in our darkest everything, like our roughest time, our pain. And you know, like, I don't know how you can say you love someone if you have yet to know this, like, know these things about them, you know. Like, and I tried to open up a little bit, so like, because like, I love him somewhat. I'm just not madly in love with him. Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, like, you have love for someone, but you don't, like, you don't completely love them. Like, it's a crazy situation for me to think about. Like, that's what runs through my head, like, probably like 50% of the time. Like, I'm on like Snapchat or Instagram or something, that's literally what's running through my head, like 50% of the time. The other 50%, not even 50%, let's say 30% is what I want to do. I'm always like discovering new stuff about myself. I'm trying new stuff. Like, I've tried like businesses, I've coded. I'm really into coding, but it just takes a really long time. You have to sit down and do that. Learning a new language, I haven't did that in 2 months, but like, can't lie to you, I started learning Spanish. Well, I took Spanish in high school and I took French classes. I was like brushing up on my Spanish because I was not beyond timid. Like, I wasn't that bad. I can have conversations in Spanish. I can read in Spanish. But now I can. Like, it's become bad because I haven't spoken it in, like, probably, like, 6 months. I haven't spoken it, like, in a while. Like, not have a real conversation with someone in Spanish. Or, like, a text message. You know what I mean? Like, because then I met this. So, I play this game when I'm bored. Like, it's not even when I'm bored. It's when I go back home over break. So, like, last week in spring break, well, 2 weeks ago, spring break, I downloaded Life After. It's this game I play, like, it's a survival game. I've been playing it for since I was in high school. So it's a survival game. You, like, have to build your house. You can get a partner, but it's worldwide. Like, there's people from everywhere. And I joined this one place, and they spoke Portuguese. And it was kind of cool, but, like, I couldn't, like, I felt displaced because I couldn't understand, but I did understand it a little bit because it had, like, I'm not sure if they call it cognates, I'm not sure if that's the word for it, but they had, like, similar words in Spanish, like, that mean the same thing, like, aquí is here, and aquí there is here, too, so that's, like, English, like, eat, I think, manger, I'm not sure if that's Spanish, but manger is eat in French, and come, it's, I know it's like one of those come, let's just say come, is eat in Spanish, you know what I mean, like, so they have cognates, like, conjugations, no, that's the wrong word, I know what conjugations are, I think they're cognates, I'm not sure if they're called cognates, when they have the same meaning, in two different languages. That's what it is. The same meaning in two different languages. So my teacher, my French teacher. So I took French first before I took Spanish. My French teacher told me that most of my class was like Latino. So like she told everyone else that who wasn't of Spanish speaking, who didn't like have any like history or background in Spanish, that this class would be harder for them because it. French is so close to Spanish than it is to English and Spanish to English because they have like kind of the same pronunciations and same like you have to like use your tongue the same way to say the words and stuff. So that's why some people were able to retain French. But my one friend, she's Asian. She was really good at French. Like she was really good. And she spoke I don't know how many languages she spoke. Like, she took French. Well, she already spoke a language, but, like, I'm not sure if it was Vietnamese or Japanese, one of those languages. Whatever, like, her culture speaks, she had another language that she was learning that she already knew fairly well because she was in classes for it. She was, like, in a... like, kind of a study abroad, but at home, because her teacher was from the place that, you know, she was from, but she was learning her language, her native language, so that was kind of cool, but I don't know how I got to languages from all the way from romance, but, like, let's backtrack, get back to romance, but, okay, so, your girl don't know what to do, like, I don't know what to do, like, life is going pretty fantastic for some people and pretty terrible for others, and then it's just in between for me because I don't know which side of the virus you want to be on, you know what I mean, like, so we're just sitting here chilling right now. I should be doing some homework. I have homework that's due tonight actually, so like I need to do that, so have some ASL homework that's due tonight, so I need to get to that. What's the video? So I hope it's not that long. Like I hope it's like 5 to 10 minute video I have to make for my ASL video. Then I have some marketing homework. See? Okay, let's get back to romance. Easily distracted, easily goes off by random talks, and that's why it's just called random talks, because like I just randomly just disperse off into a whole different conversation. That was not even the topic. Like, that's why I had to call it Random Talks instead of, like, picking a topic to talk about or naming my show one thing. So, okay, revenge. Last thing I remember talking about is him. Yeah, I said him. I remember naming him and all this other stuff about him. And we have those people who just want to be in love, like, who can't. You know what? That's how I feel. Like, I want this so bad, but I can't have it yet. It's not the time. That's what it is. It's not the time for me to have that yet. It's not the time. Like, I want to have kids before I'm 27, but after I'm 25. So I really have a while to go. Like, but then this could be the person I travel with, like, real life, like, travel with, like, forever. Like, I can travel with this person for 5 years. Not even 5 years, because I'm 18. But once I turn 20, I plan on traveling. I was going to travel this year, actually, but the coronavirus happened. That's literally what happened. Like, my plans last year, I had everything planned out. Like, I was going to sign up for my passport this month. This month. Because everybody was going to be going on vacation. So, they already signed up for their passport. So, I feel like this would be this month. Would be, like, the month where people, like, it's slower. Because people want to go out of the country in the summer. But people who want to go out of the country in the summer don't start signing up for their passports till April, May-ish. And March is, like, the little interval where people are, like, I don't have to sign up right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but now, I don't want to waste $200 on a passport. And I don't even have $200 to waste on a passport. Spent it during the coronavirus. So, let's say, like, that's crazy. Like, and then after that, I was going to use my next paycheck for my job. This one that I'm supposed to be picking up, actually, to buy my plane ticket. To go to the place that I wanted to go to. And then I have another paycheck that I'm supposed to pick up. That was last week. So I have two paychecks at my job. And I was going to use that other paycheck for the room. The hotel room that I was going to be staying. I wasn't even going to stay in a hotel. I was going to stay in an Airbnb. So, coronavirus has did a lot of people dirty. But you just got to... I'm not mad at it. Like... Like, I'm not mad at it. Like, it gives me time to stack my money. Like, it gives me more time. Because I also, like, during that time, I was also trying to, like, save up money to move out. Because I currently live in my dorms. Or I can just move back with my family. But, like, after this semester, I'm supposed to move into a dorm. So I can work. So I can stay closer to my job and work during the summer. But then I'm still have to pay rent. You know what I mean? Like... So, that's another pro and con, you know what I mean? That's kind of a pro, and then there's the con to it. Like, I still have to pay rent. Like, I don't mind it. Like, it's life. I have to pay for living. It's that simple. So, yeah. Okay, back to love. Back to love. So, I don't know how I feel about that. Love is crazy, like... And you know how crazy it is? I can't even talk about it. Like, people say, like, some people, like, people would think that I would say this, but some people with a more stricter mindset than me would say, like, our love is not, like, you can't love nobody. Like, you can't do that right now. Like, love is for people who want a feeling to, be subsided, like, is used to, like, it's fake. That's what it is. It's fake. It's love ain't real. It's not real. So people would say, like, love ain't real. Like, I'm not saying that it's not real, but it's unbelievable. That's what it is. Love is unbelievable because when that shit catch you and then you understand how real it is, you're thinking so much in your head, and that's when people be like, this love is undescribable. Like, it's really undescribable. Like, it's crazy. So I think people should take the time to, like, that's like falling in love with yourself. When I talked about self-discovery, maybe that's going to be my next one. But, like, falling in love with yourself, that can also be about relationships. The relationship with yourself, like, that's what I'm doing right now. Like, that's the process I'm in. I'm in the process of having a relationship with myself. Like, I'm not, like, I got used to being alone. You know what I mean? Like, being alone. And then I got used to not being alone because then I had friends, you know what I mean? And then I got used to being alone again. And then those transitions, in between that transition, you hurt a lot. Like, I can't even lie to you. Like, you're in so much pain, like, mentally, physically. You're just exhausted, like, in those, like, because you feel lonely. But then you get used to your loneliness and you're happy with that. You're discovering more about yourself. But then you don't have to be lonely to go on a self-discovery. But, like, it's preferred for you to know yourself deeper and more and be connected. So that's what I'm doing. So now I'm alone again. But then I'm not alone because I have two friends left on campus. But I don't see them much. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to start seeing her more because she's still at home. But she's going to be back on Tuesday. So, like, I love her to death. Like, so right now I'm getting used to being alone, but then she's going to come back. Then I'm not going to be alone again, but I'm going to need that alone time so that I'm going to have to make alone time. I can't see her that much so that, like, I don't come attached to that, like, status until, like, I'm 25. That's when I don't need, not 25, until I'm 20 to 25. I don't need alone time no more after that. Like, I want to be with my friends and family 24/7 after that. Like, I want to make time for them. But right now, since I'm young, it's time for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm young. When I'm older, I'm going to have kids. I'm going to be with them. I'm going to, like, this is going to be my family. I'm going to be with them all the time. Like, family is everything. But you are also everything. You have to understand that. Without you, there's no family. Without you, you can't enjoy family. So if you can't get yourself in the right mind space, head space, self-discovery space, find out who you are, you're just gonna upset your family. Like, you're gonna bring pain to you and your family. Like, a lot of people don't understand that. Like, that's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, that's a crazy situation. Like, let's say my favorite thing to, like, that I want to have is a family business. But then some parents, you know, have family business. Some parents, let's say a parent started. Let's say a parent started. Some of these people, so, like, let's say they hire their son and their daughter. They're going to want their son and their daughter to take the company over eventually. Like, they're going to force this duty on their son and daughter. My family don't have, like, a family business, so I'm happy for that. Like, but then you can't do that. Let them find out who they is, what they want to do. If they want to do that, let them do that. Like, you know what I mean? But if not, like, let them find self-discovery. Like, do what they want to do. You know what I mean? Like, you have to separate from your family to create your family, to then bring your family back together so that you're interconnected. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I explain it. Yes. So I'm gonna end this here and leave that on a note of self-love, or building a relationship with yourself, and then building a relationship with your love, like, your lover, and then building a relationship with your family, and then creating your own family, and then incorporating your own family, your new family, into your old family to make a one big happy family. And also both, like, sides of the your partner, your family, you have to make that work. Like, because I want a mansion. I want a mansion, but I don't want it to be empty. I want my grandmother to live there. I want my great-grandmother to live there. Like, my mom, her mom, their mom, everybody's kids. Like, we need 20 bedrooms. I mean, like, every day. Like, it's a party every day. Every day it's a party. That's, like, a family house. Like, that's what I need. Like, I don't want to be one of these celebrities who just be in a house with just them and a mom and a dog. Like, no, it's not three of us in this big-ass house. If it's three of us, we just need to get a three-bedroom. But if it's the whole family, we all about to live in that joint. You know what I mean? Like, we all need to live in that house. Like, but then, dang, okay, let's end there. I don't know, like, end there. You guys have a good day. Hope you guys find love, have great relationships, be happy, find love with yourself, with your family, with your partner, whatever you're doing, whatever, like, period or chapter this is in your life, because some people have, they only have to write 100 pages. Some people only got to write 100 pages. Others got to write 500. Then you got those people who got to write thousands of pages. Your end is different from everyone else's end. There's a different end to every story besides Cinderella in fairy tale stories. But they're changing those endings. So you guys have a great day. I think I say have a great day like 8 times. This was Random Talks with Nisha, and I definitely went off the random boat, but have a great day.